Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your astrologer friend, Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, June the 17th, and ending on Sunday, June the 23rd. And I have recorded a podcast for the full moon in Capricorn that will arrive on Friday the 21st at 9:08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There's a lot of information in there, and also the revelation that the next full moon will also be in Capricorn. So this is a really important one to listen to because there's things to know. And maybe it'll help you get through if you're looking at some of these things. So Monday the 17th, when we wake up, we have Venus in Cancer instead of Gemini. We're moving out of the Gemini energy this week. And what we find is that at 5:07 a.m., Mercury also enters Cancer. Venus in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer. So our thinking and conversations and our Venus with its way to love and what it loves, which I did speak about a bit in the last podcast at the end, the values that it has are both going into that very sensitive water sign that involves the home and the family and the need for emotional and kind of physical security also. And so an emphasis goes there. And for many people, this summer is a time where there are lots of get-togethers and communications and outings with family members. So it's not strange to have this happen, and it will. And so you are looking at those new ways of thinking and feeling. I did mention last time that this Venus in Cancer is the one that is the nurturing Venus, you know, the one that makes you apple pie and, you know, plumps up your pillows and makes sure you're cozy and feeling good. You know, gives you a place to land, right? That's safe. It's a nice Venus, and it's also, however, a very sensitive Venus. And if you're not a literal family member, it could be hard to get in because it's cautious. Cancer is, of course, the sign that has the shell over the soft body, right? The crab. And so we know that soft body is just simply trying to protect itself with that shell. But also, a Cancer has these claws that are amazingly powerful. A crab does. So, you know, you don't want to get on a negative side with even this sweet Venus. If she needs to protect herself or someone else that she loves, she'll use the claw, yes. And also early morning, we've had Mercury, before it shifted in Gemini, squaring Neptune. So 3:41 a.m. in the Eastern time zone is 12:41 p.m. on Sunday. So you may have really felt the effect of that more if you're further west. Dreams would have had perhaps a lot of this going on. And as the morning begins, a little bit before sunrise on the eastern coast at 5:54 a.m., the moon in Scorpio squares the Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. And so that's a better one to be asleep during, and you'll see again in the dream state. And when you wake up, though, you know, you may be ringing from something and not aware of it, because Scorpio is sometimes unaware of the depth of the emotional impulse. And it is going to square that Pluto, but it's from there opposing Mars in Taurus at 3:10 p.m. in the afternoon. So there could be a major conflict, and it could get really intense if you're involved in it. Probably better to steer clear of discussing values and finance and anything like that, because, could be a problem. And earlier in the morning, after the square to Pluto is over, Mercury will join Venus right away at 8:43 a.m. So there's where you have your loving words and conversations, but you may also be focused on things about home and family. After 3:10 p.m., the moon in Scorpio will start to structure and have some feelings of control come back and make it feel better way when it goes into a trine to Saturn in Pisces at 4:19 p.m. The Saturn energy is going to be helped in its skepticism and worries by the control being taken by the moon in Scorpio, and perhaps that will be also giving some ideas about how to manage things, because that Scorpio is a great sign of management. And that will come in on Tuesday at 4:19 p.m. But the moon in Scorpio will now be traveling to oppose Uranus and Taurus for the rest of Tuesday. It will come in at 3:24 a.m. on Wednesday. So there's some kind of a change and another challenge over values and other things, I'm sure. So then we get the moon in Scorpio ending the transit on Wednesday with a trine to Neptune in Pisces that completes at 12:19 p.m. in the afternoon. So it could be a good time. It's very psychic, very creative, very spiritual time for you on Wednesday. Just a few minutes later, at 12:32 p.m., the moon shifts gears and goes into the fiery Sagittarius and has a quick sextile to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius until 3:32 p.m. So maybe something comes back in that you've already been involved with, and it's a helpful opportunity that you are able to revisit some information or an authority that is helpful. Now the moon in Sag will go to oppose Jupiter in Gemini until 11:22 p.m. And that can be a lot of overboard, overdue. And, you know, the Jupiter ruling Sagittarius can actually augment this activity. So, you know, you may need to calm your mind down a little bit, which reminds me that I am doing on the 23rd, that Sunday of the week we're talking about, the class on astrology with Bach flower remedies, because here's where I might be referring Bach flowers to help you calm the mind down. And that would be something that you could learn how to do without having to wait for me to say something on a podcast or in my Astro Lessons daily forecast on Facebook. This is possibly a good time to use the white chestnut that calms the mind. But, you know, there could be others that might also be appropriate if there's a lot of seeking and trying to figure things out. Then, you know, it may be that Serrato, the Gemini one, is necessary, as well as white chestnut. So it will be, you know, again, if you're having trouble going to sleep. But a lot of information is coming in from both near Gemini and far Sagittarius. The moon is going to take a long time to get to the square to Saturn and Pisces, but that's the next aspect coming. And the only reason you really need to know that is if you're planning something or, you know, thinking you might start something. This is when you do something called a conscious election chart, so that you don't run into this blockage and frustration in the future, which is not going to happen again until 12:08 a.m. when it's exact on Friday, the day of the full moon. Now, this is just an energy in terms of feelings that you won't necessarily feel as much until we get to the later hours on Thursday, the day of the summer solstice. But that day, Thursday the 20th, is going to have the Sun in Gemini first square, that last degree of Pisces Neptune, at 2:12 p.m. Eastern. So there is something that is deceptive, either being said or by an authority figure or confusing an authority figure with the Sun square Neptune. Communications are not clear. And it begins coming into effect on Wednesday, and perhaps some of that bombarding of too much information is also containing stuff that isn't quite right. This can also be a weather issue with water, and we've seen plenty of that. Now, the Sun enters Cancer on Thursday the 20th at 4:51 p.m. What does this mean? The summer solstice. Okay, so everybody says this is when summer begins. And you know me, if you know me, I don't go with that. I'm sort of involved in the calendar, the agricultural calendar of the Celts, which seems to have very interesting seasonal differences. And this, everyone can agree upon, represents the time that the sun stands still on the horizon. It has reached the furthest point north and will now start going back towards the south. If you are skeptical about this, you can spend the days leading up to this looking at your western or eastern horizon, whichever one is easier for you to see, and you'll start to become aware of the fact that after that day, the sun will start appearing in different places, and you know the light coming into your house will be different. That's your personal experience of what the whole northern hemisphere is experiencing. In the southern hemisphere, they are reaching the darkest night because the sun has gone to the furthest point north because of the tilt of the axis of the earth as it orbits the sun. This is what happens. So, that's what it is, the pinnacle, the peak, the full moon cycle of the solar cycle, which, again, will take place the day before the full moon lunar cycle, making it very much a peak experience. You will have lots of fruition, and you may also see things that you need to see that you will have to be looking at during the time where we release the light. So first we may be releasing it in the solar cycle, definitely in the form of harvests. You know, the important harvest that creates a new season in the Celtic calendar comes in the beginning of August when the grains are starting to be processed. I mean, you know, bread and foods like from the grain would be such an important staple of life. It could be preserved through the darker time when there is not a lot of other harvest going on. So it became a very important attribute to be at that first harvest time. We are already harvesting, though, depending on where you live. Again, you know, the calendar is, if you really are looking at agricultural calendar, you have to be sensitive to the location also, because all of the places in the United States, from the latitude aspect as opposed to the longitude aspect, meaning how far north or south latitude, how far east or west longitude, will be showing your harvests at different times. But here, where I am, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in South Carolina, the berries are already being harvested in the yards of friends. The peaches are on the trees, so it isn't as though there's no harvest happening. It's already happening. But the first harvest is given to the grain as the celebration. This particular solar cycle is given to the honoring, if you're doing Celtic, of the solar energy, which is usually in the Celtic realm represented by the masculine divinity, I was going to say, but then I wanted to say not divinity because it sounds too godlike. But the goddess has a consort. You know, yin has yang and yang has yin. That is the way of earth. And this peak of solar is represented as also the peak of the strength and the achievements that we have had for this particular solar cycle. So now it will start in the northern hemisphere waning in light, and we won't get to the darkest of the dark part of the cycle until we get to the equinox in Libra. And then we'll go into that other deeper dark time. So the summer solstice at 4:51 p.m. as the sun enters Cancer on Thursday the 20th. You can celebrate it that day, or you can wait. It's a 3-day standstill. That's why they say solstice. It's always moving on the horizon, but standing still is a 3-day period, which is very symbolic. It's represented in lots of mythologies, including the one in Christianity about 3 days in a tomb. That was pretty much looking at, truthfully, the winter solstice. You know, it's like it's gone, and then it rises again. It comes back. So, of course, the sun will still be there, and you'll still have a sunny day, and it just will start moving in a different direction. It's just to point out that you've reached that point, and then that will be seen in the ancient days by whether a shadow is falling in a certain place, or whether the sunrise is coming between the stones of a standing stone circle. They always marked these times in nature. They also looked for planets that might be, not planets, constellations that might be either rising or setting or showing up at midnight in the sky. Well, you would have certain people on the hillsides at night looking at those things, and Druid priests were known to do that kind of thing. But that's not the only culture that was doing it. And it was because we needed to know for the survival, actually, of the societies, the right time to do this, the right time to do that. So, moving on from the solstice, the moon makes that square to Saturn, 12:08 a.m. on Friday. the 21st. And then the square comes in from the moon to Neptune, 6:58 p.m. And that's the transit for the moon in Sag. On Friday, the 21st, Mercury has sped up and is now sextile Mars in Taurus. That will be an aspect in the chart of the full moon. 12:23 p.m. is when Mercury does that. So we can get some support for, you know, things that we're thinking about then. But the moon going square Neptune is going to perhaps throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into those things you've discussed under the helpful sextile of Mercury and Mars from Cancer to Taurus. Moon entering Capricorn at 7:08 p.m., full moon arriving 2 hours later, 9:08 p.m., the polarity, and all the aspects are mentioned in the separate podcast. From this polarity point, this peak, we go to a moon moving opposite Venus in Cancer, and that comes in the morning on Saturday at 6:20 a.m. Capricorn moon will then trine Mars in Taurus at 12:37 p.m. So Saturday morning on the East Coast until about 12:30 p.m. is a good time to try to structure some things. You know, some of the things you've learned and you've gathered and you've come to see during a full moon, sometimes it's not just fruition. Sometimes it's, oh, I now, the light is so bright on this that I know I must stop doing this or stop whatever the situation is and look to do something different. Well, Saturday morning is your practical, grounded energy that you can start thinking about those things. But the moon will oppose Mercury in Cancer at 3:25 p.m. So your practical ideas may not be in agreement with somebody who's thinking more in a sensitivity way or a sentimental way or just simply an emotional way about safety and family. Moon in Capricorn, though, goes on to sextile Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, in Pisces until 5:02 a.m. on Sunday. So now again, you get the grounded Capricorn moon going towards its ruler to help some of that concern that Saturn in Pisces has and holds. And even sometimes that Saturn in Pisces can represent people or a person who sees themselves as a victim, you know, or a prisoner or something like that. Moon in Capricorn may be coming to help that situation. And the moon in Capricorn will also trine Uranus in Taurus at 3:20 p.m. on Sunday. And that will be just as my Bach Flower Remedies and Astrology class is coming to an end. If you want to find it on your calendar, you can get in touch with me by contacting me through the website. And I will tell you how to register and send you the Zoom link before Sunday. But there it is. That's one of the reasons that I have chosen that day, see, elected that day. Because there is a structure that is applied to the energy medicine of the plants, and Uranus rules astrology and Taurus rules flowers. So it just seemed like a really good time to give a structured class, Moon in Capricorn, from someone who's an elder, Moon in Capricorn, who's been in both of these fields for a long time. Yeah, this is a good time for me to present that class. And it's a good time for you to receive it or to also receive something like that that's relevant for you in that time, something that you can see a change that might be good to make or a way to deal with something in your world that would be different and more effective. The moon in Capricorn goes on to sextil Neptune in Pisces until 11:05 p.m. And now you've got that soft energy. The week is over now. I've come through it. I'm going to relax. And that will be a supportive energy to do just that. Moon will enter Aquarius at 11:14 p.m. So we're going into a different mode at the end of this week and for the beginning of the week beginning Monday the 24th at 1:50 a.m. The moon in Aquarius in Eastern Daylight Time will join retrograde Pluto in Aquarius 10:50 p.m. on the West Coast, so you'll be awake for this. And what I will tell you is that there may be some very strong opinions being shared on the media. Oh, yes. Very intense and obsessive feelings about the future and group energies and stuff like that. So, when Moon joins with Pluto, it's hard to be objective, even in the sign of Aquarius, which is the sign of objectivity. But you may be getting some powerful downloads if you're open to that. So that's it for the week. It's going to be nice to be able to sort of have a little bit less to deal with and just being able to assimilate. You know, when we eat, we have to digest it, but we also have to assimilate it for it to do any good. So this is a week. June 24th begins a week of assimilating, but there's aspects to address. And also, when we get to the Saturday, the 29th, we will be talking about Saturn retrograding in Pisces. So, I hope you have a good experience. I hope you use the information to your benefit, and I'll say goodbye for now.